This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Now, we have in the studio, there are actually six guests, and I'm not going to even try and remember any of your names, I'm sorry to say, but you might just have to introduce yourselves as we go along. There are four classical recitals at the 45 Downstairs happening at the end of March. And so there's a couple of ensembles. That's it, and a soloist. That's it. Sorry, and which makes up about six of you basically in total. So, I'm going to try and maybe talk. Let's talk to the ensemble piece first. Now, how many in the ensemble?
Our ensemble collide. There's three of us: Yili and He over there on cello, Yasmin Rowe on piano, and Joseph on saxophone. Mm-hmm. So we've got a recital of French music coming up, kind of mid-19th century French music based around when Adolf Sax gets to Paris with this new instrument and things kind of explode. He has death threats, almost gets killed. People try to chase him out of town. But then at the same time, there's this amazing musical explosion around this time. So
What era are we talking about?
So, 1840s onwards. So we've got a lot of, all the way up to Mio, I guess, is our latest piece, and Messiaen as well we're doing. So there's a lot of clarity in this music. It's almost achingly beautiful at times, but then sometimes frivolous. All those things that we think about in French music, we're trying to maximise in this recital.
Right, okay. And why have you come together, you know, over these four different recitals? Where did the idea, and why at a venue like 45 Downstairs, which is normally doesn't really do things like this, do they?
Well, yeah, you're right. 45 Downstairs is quite a unique venue.
It's an awesome venue. It's
absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, because you never know what's coming next, do you? Yeah.
So, 45 Downstairs, now they have a very, very busy year. Predominantly, I think there's a lot of theatre going on, which is phenomenal as well. If you've ever been to that venue and had a look at what they have to offer.
Yep, and how they can set the room up in so many different shapes and
yes, you know, very flexible.
Every time you go, it looks totally different.
That's right.
I mean, so for us to come together and give concerts at the end of March, I think it's a wonderful opportunity to remind people that there is, you know, music everywhere. In all kind of arts form, it's so delightful how it can flow between one and the next. And
I'd like to say as well, 45 Downstairs is quite a special venue for us. We've been playing there with various programs as Collide for the past couple of years, I think, isn't it? And each time it's just been really, it's a quirky place, and I think that really suits our group and the music.
Intimate.
That's right.
You're like meters away, and that's where we love to do chamber music.
Because it's so, you know, we can see the faces of our audience, they can see us. It's
huge engagement.
Yeah, it does. Very involved. It heightens the energy of the concert a lot.
And for all the four recitals, do you stage them the same, or do you mix it up with the way the room's used?
Well, for the past few concerts that we've done there, and for the one indeed coming up at the end of March, we do like to have table seating, so where the audience can really enjoy a glass of wine.
So almost like cabaret style.
Yeah, that's right. I'd say so. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so we're moving across to...
So my name's Justin Keneally. I'm also a saxophonist, and I'm part of one half of Duo Ecletico with pianist Cody Green, who sits here beside me. Our recital is Monday, April 6th. It's actually the first time that we're performing at 45 Downstairs as a duo, so we're very excited. And we'll be joined by mezzo-soprano Linda Barkin from the University of Melbourne, who is a fabulous, fabulous singer. And we'll be presenting... a few transcriptions as well as an original work. We started this project looking at Frank Tekeli's Songs of Tagore, which is a set of songs based on the poetry of Rabindranath Tagore, an Indian poet.
Yeah.
And then we decided to look further into repertoire that we could play for that combination, and ended up with Schubert's Shepherd on the Rock, which was originally for clarinet, voice and piano, and some Louis Spohr pieces for the same instrumentation, the clarinet and voice and piano. So we're enjoying looking at, I guess, the possibilities of arranging music from one medium to another, and looking at all the challenges that come with playing clarinet music on the saxophone, which is left up to me.
And how hard is it to change it
from
one instrument to another like that?
I guess when you're moving between wind instruments, the biggest difficulty is simply range, just because the clarinet's range is a little bit bigger than the saxophone, so there does need to be a little bit of transposition to I guess, make things fit. But on the whole, It presents a nice opportunity to play music from an era that there isn't a lot for the saxophone. So the
when was the saxophone, Neil, introduced to us?
1840s.
Right,
is when it
I thought it would have been later than that.
No, so yeah, it's a different question to ask when repertoire started to be written for the saxophone, because of course it took a little bit of time for things to kind of materialize. So a lot of early saxophone players actually played a lot of transcriptions as a way of introducing new audiences and indeed composers to the instrument.
Yep.
And then fortunately through that we grew our own original repertoire.
Okay, but for a pianist, all of a sudden it changes, the wind instrument has changed. Does it make it harder for you?
No, it makes it very interesting. And I was just thinking before, when you were talking about the versatility of the space at 45 downstairs, it occurred to me that we've got here something very unique, because we've got two chamber ensembles in the same city which involve the saxophone, which is extremely unique.
Yes.
And the saxophone is such a versatile instrument that you can transcribe pieces that have been written for other instruments quite easily for and very successfully for it.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite unique to have one active ensemble with the saxophone regularly performing in one city. So to have two speaks wonderful things about the culture in Melbourne, and how lucky we are to have so much going on musically at the moment.
And you don't all know each other, because when you first came in, I noticed that you were a few of you were introducing yourselves to each other. Is that right?
Oh, I think we were just meeting like old friends, actually.
We've
been very lucky to know each other for quite a while.
Right.
Yeah, we know each other.
And I have played together many times,
I've known Cody for years.
Me and Yulian and Yasmin all lived in London together for years.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there
you go. Not together.
So the missing link here is...
Yeah, my name is Yiwing Gu. I'm a pianist, and I will be performing in 45 Downstairs on the 7th of April.
Just by yourself? Or?
Yes, I'm solo pianist.
Oh, okay. So you won't won't lower yourself to perform with these guys here?
Oh, no. They're wonderful. One day I'll be very happy to play. My honor to play any of you. And actually, I'm going to play with Yasmin next year for Piano Duo. Yes.
Okay. So they're letting you into the crowd. Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you playing?
I'll be performing a program called Gods and Demons. It's an interesting name. I'll be performing pictures at an exhibition, Java Suite by Godofsky, which is not played very often in Australia.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I'll be playing the first three pieces. The first is called Gamelan, which is the traditional orchestra in Indonesia, I think. And second one is called Papesho, the Asian, cutting those papers, those puppets.
Oh, yeah,
Like shadow show.
Shadow puppets.
Yeah, shadow puppet show. And the last one is called Great Day, the kind of big festival.
Okay.
So, and then I'll be playing Islame, which is a crazy piece. Like, that's why I got the name from the demons. That's a demon to play on piano. It's really, really, really hard.
That's because why is it a crazy piece
coming from? Yeah.
And I'll be also playing some pieces from Piazzolla. So it's from actually from a dual guitar duo, and it's got transcripted to piano, arranged right. for piano.
Okay.
So three pieces for right. from Piazzolla.
So, can I just ask you, when you said it's a crazy piece, is it because it's difficult, or is it the tempo, or what's it?
Difficult and tempo are really fast and really hard, and then your hand will nearly break.
Oh, really?
After hours practicing.
Fantastic. Yeah. So you were saying earlier that this isn't the first time you've done a 45 downstairs. You did, how many years have you been doing it?
I think it's a couple of years now, isn't it? And we've just at the end of last year, actually, we did the quartet for the End of Time there with Wilma Smith, and that space was just stunning for that. That was an incredible evening.
Yeah. Right.
So we've had quite a number of performances at 45 downstairs, and honestly, I think it's one of our favourite venues.
Mm.
Right.
And do you perform as Collide quite often? And I suppose my next question also is, do you have like social media or something that keeps people informed on what Collide is doing?
Absolutely. Probably the best place is Facebook. So following us on Collide, we have an email address with collide@gmail.com. We've all got individual websites as well that has Collide.
So you do other things, like projects by yourselves as well as every now and then?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So we've got, well, hopefully if the coronavirus doesn't take over the world, we'll be on tour later on this year in China and in Singapore as well. And then
is that as Collide? Or?
That is, okay. Yeah. So we're slowly starting to expand our horizons.
And who do you work with in, you know, like going to China? Who's your promoter in that part of the world? Is that you?
Our cellist.
Well, I mean, I...
Because you're are you Chinese? Or?
Yes, I'm ethnically Chinese, but right. I would say culturally I'm more Western. And yeah. So there's a kind of a disconnect whenever I go back there because they don't believe I'm real Chinese now. it's okay because at the end of the day, I do enjoy meeting all kinds of people. But in China, I do have some connections.
Right, okay. So yeah, that's how you got to go there.
Yeah.
You were going to actually mention something as well before. Do you want to say something?
Oh, we were just, when you started to talk about
social media.
Socials and things, yeah. I can't miss the opportunity to,
no,
to promote.
Right.
So, Cody and I play as a duo Ecletico around Melbourne quite often. We actually have a concert in May at the Melbourne Recital Centre as well.
Recommend
getting some tickets to that one because it's going to be incredible. We have some major works, one of which is the sonata by William Albright, an American composer. It's one of the most, I think, monumental works ever written for saxophone and piano, and it's... really underperformed on this side of the world, and we're quite certain that this is actually going to be the Australian premiere of that work. So that's definitely one to look out for. And for Cody and I, if you'd like to look us up on Facebook, it's Duo Ecletico, and we actually have a website that we've just launched. It's duoecletico.com. So brilliant. Nice and easy if you want to stay up to date on what yeah. we're doing.
And I suppose the same question to you guys too. You obviously. Do other projects as well, or do you...
We other projects?
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose
you work singularly as well as a duo.
Absolutely. We have solo careers and we work with other people. Okay. And, yeah,
well, I suppose you have to, don't you? Yeah, it's... and it makes life interesting too, I suppose, isn't it?
Well, being a musician is like five full-time jobs, yes. You know, there's always something else to do.
Yeah. And do any of you teach as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose you have to again. And what about you? Do you have a social media?
Yes, I do. I have a website, which is www.yiyungupianist.com.
Okay.
So my name is Yiyun Gu, so I spell as Yiyungu. So in case you can't find it.
All right. So these are four classical recitals are being held at 45 downstairs from the 24th of March to the 7th of April. And of course, just go to 45 downstairs website and check out when they're all on. Thank you so much for coming in today. And all the best. I hope you get to China. Yeah.
Find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.